Yes, thanks, boys. I've got Tom Lynch with me in the Gold Coast rooms. Absolutely electric atmosphere down here. Tom, first win at Domain Stadium, records aside, how does that win set up the rest of the season?
Yeah, it's great. It's good to start the season off 2-0, obviously. And Fremantle's been a great side, and we knew they were going to be really tough. So we had to play all four quarters, and they really came at us in that last quarter, and we managed to really dig deep and hold on.
Five goals to you, mate. An absolutely stellar performance. Your confidence must be sky high heading into the rest of the season.
Yeah, it's good. The boys delivered the footy in well today. They really ran hard, and Hall and Gaz, obviously, and Sexton. Those guys really ran hard and delivered the ball into nicely to me, so which is good.
I'm going to throw it upstairs to Carl Langdon, Peter Bell and Peter Vlahos.
Tom, you've probably played against Fremantle quite a bit. There certainly was a lot more space in your forward line than what you usually would expect against Freo.
Yeah, normally the last time I sort of played them, they really clogged it up, and we managed to use our speed and get it over the back, and fortunately there was a bit of space up forward for me.
You and Sam and Jack Martin, you must have been licking your lips, because I mean, you expect that sort of delivery from players like Dion Prestier and Gary Ablett, but the other player, Sexton, a couple of his passes absolutely lace out.
Yeah, absolutely. He's had a good pre-season, and we thought he's done everything right so far, so it's good to see him delivering on the game day.
Of course, a nice little West Australian contingent in the Gold Coast Sun squads, and there's no question Jack Martin was just outstanding today. Yep. And they're already saying now a quick replacement for Harley Bennell, of course, who left the Suns and came here to the Dockers. He was electrifying tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Over the last few years, Jack's sort of been a bit injured and couldn't get a really good run at it. He's had a really good pre-season. He's got fit, and as you can see tonight, he's very difficult to match up on. He's good in the air and great on the ground, so he's going to cause a few headaches.
Aaron Hall finished last season, Lynchy, in ripping form, mate, and he's starting off in ripping form in the first two games this year too.
Yeah, he had the last probably eight games. It was great last year, and we sort of put on him pre-season. That's your benchmark, and he started really well. So, couldn't be happy with how he's going so far.
And, mate, to have, like, a core nucleus of your team back, I mean, you're only a skin, really. There was a lot of guys like him that got elevated. I know Tuke Miller wasn't out there tonight, mate, and he also made some big inroads last season. But it must be nice to have a lot of the old firm back, and Prestia and Ablett and a couple of your key defenders too.
Yeah, it's always good having Gaz and Prestia out there. And obviously we've just had a bit of continuity throughout the pre-season. We sort of, at times, we're sort of rushing blokes in that were a bit underdone. So we've had a really good pre-season to date, had a good nap series, and as you can see, we've run out games a lot better than we were last year.
And Carlton and Brisbane Derby, so you take on Brisbane in that hometown derby up there ahead of North and Geelong. So you should, you keep playing the way you are, should be able to continue this good start to the season.
Yeah, we've got the next three games in Queensland, so that'll be nice, and hopefully we've obviously got to play back up well next week against Carlton, so we'll do everything this week. And
And just finally, on the back end of last year, four wins last year, people expected things to happen for the Suns. I know you had a few injuries and things didn't go according to plan. How determined is the side to redeem themselves from what happened in 2015?
Yeah, it was a pretty tough year last year. Not really anything went right for us. You can see when the boys come back, they came back in good nick pre-season. There was a bit of steel in the eye, and we've really want to make amends and play best footy possible.
Thanks for your time, mate. Well done.
Thank you.
Tommy Lynch, 9 goals in the two games, and certainly has been one of the catalysts as to why his team has won. Now we'll clear some commitments.